GSMA's Pan-African mHealth Initiative, also known as PAMI, a mobile system to improve child health and nutrition, has brought together a partnership of digital and telecommunications corporations. They will provide vital information and health services to hard-to-reach population groups in sub-Saharan Africa. Craig Frederick, Director of Health at GSMA in Cape Town, South Africa, says this means greater access to health care for pregnant moms and women across Africa.
We know that there's a huge penetration of mobile across Africa, but we also understand that a lot of the very vulnerable women don't have access to those phones. We know that the access is likely through someone in their household or family member. So we've tried to make sure that the services will be available across all handsets and across all mobile channels. And by that we mean SMS, USSD, MobiSite, application. So really stretching across the continuum of basic phone through to feature phone and then onto the higher-end smartphones.
Jeremy Osborne is the business development director for Gemalta, one of the first leading partners in what they describe as an ambitious undertaking. He explains how the Smart Message Service will work in African countries.
The Smart Message Service is an interactive messaging solution which uses SMS as a bearer and creates an user interface. And the important part is that this runs on all handsets because it's based on the SIM card itself. What this means is you now have a tool that is very convenient to use for either surveys or promoting services. So in a case like this, you can use a tool like this to provide very effective access to mHealth services or gain insight from the population on mHealth-related matters.
Fredericks of GSMA says the services are predicated on working with partners in each of the targeted sub-Saharan African countries.
We work with local health authorities and regulators and health providers to make sure that the content and services that the vulnerable women and children will be receiving are contextualized, localized, and available in their given language of choice.
In addition, the GSMA representative highlights the partnerships have allowed for simplicity for the end user.
Essentially, what we've seen in the industry is that the price and availability of services is not what it should be. And so we've managed to secure the commitments of MTN and Samsung, Gemalta and other partners to effectively make these services free of charge to the end user. So making sure that the most vulnerable, hard-to-reach population groups have access at a very affordable and sustainable rate.
Gemalta executive Jeremy Osborne says they are delighted to be able to see how their technology is being used in Africa to provide vital services for African women and children.
We have such a strong presence in Africa thanks to the numerous mobile operators that procure services from us, SIM cards and services and such. So it puts us in a wonderful position to really assist the operators and all the members of this initiative to really deploy a broad range of mobile health services.
For the initial phase of the project, which will be launched in September, there are 7 countries participating: Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, Rwanda, South Africa, Uganda, and Zambia. Local healthcare workers will obtain vital information from mothers and mothers-to-be in each country and register them for the long-term project. They will also provide them with mobile phones and healthcare services free of charge. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.